Well, I am Juliet Frumholt, and I am very happy to welcome some returning guests to the studio. There is a really great event coming up in just a couple of weeks. You may have heard about it because we've talked about it before here on the show. It's called Dynamite Soul. This happens to be Dynamite Soul 3. This year it's happening at Peach's Grill, and we'll give you all of the details, tell you all about what you can see and hear and do. But first, we're going to treat you to a preview of some of the music that you'll hear that night with our good friends from Scratchmatic. Take it away, guys.
The United States Coast Guard continues to urge the deployment of its single most powerful secret weapon against your eyes.
Thank you. y'all. Let's recoat.
Hey! Oh! Hey! Oh!
Scratchmatic live in the WISO studios. We're going to chat with them here in just a second. But first, I want to welcome one of the organizers of Dynamite Soul 3 into the studio. He is a good friend of the show, a frequent visitor. Welcome, Brian Johnson.
Hey, Juliet. How's it going?
It's going really well. How are you?
Having a great day. Thanks.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, this is the third Dynamite Soul. It is a... it's like a pre-party and yet a post-party for Cyclops Fest because it's kind of right in the middle of the year at that halfway mark before we get to, the big party in September.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, it's coming up in May. like you said, it really is. I mean, whether it's before or after Cyclops, not really that important. But like, it's kind of mostly just a thank you to the city of Yellow Springs for supporting us throughout the year. So we just throw this free show and, you know, have awesome music and four DJs and... Or six, we're going to have six DJs this year.
Nice.
You know, so it'll be like at least, I think last year we had eight sets of turntables on the stage. So maybe we can beat that this year.
It could happen. And this year it's going to be inside at Peaches.
Yeah. We're going to have it in Peaches. It's going to go from 8 to 2 in the morning. 8 to 10 is kind of like the family-friendly time. So bring the whole family, bring the kids. Everybody loves to dance. So, it's going to be inside Peaches. It'll be like drink specials and free giveaways. And we'll be doing live screen printing. We're actually, the first year we did it, we had this very popular t-shirt we printed that sold out and nobody could get anymore. So we're actually going to kind of revive that style again this year.
Oh,
some,
nice.
Some people know what I'm talking about.
So, okay. Yeah. Awesome. So the people in the know will know, and the people who don't will just have to come see it and check it out. And of course, check out Scratchmatic. Welcome back, you guys.
Hello.
We've got two out of the group this time. You know, it's been a little while since you guys have been here, but I have to say, since you guys were here last time, I see stuff about your Ned Peppers gig just all the time, all over the place. Has that been, like, picking up over the past, what has it been, 6 months to a year since you've been here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Ned Peppers, every Friday and Saturday. Yeah, I mean, we're wall to wall every Friday and Saturday. It's a lot of fun. Play a lot of just party music and a lot of fun music. Can't really categorize it. We kind of touch all categories. So
jump all over the place.
Nice.
Yeah, just kind of try to keep it fun and upbeat for everybody and, you know, try to not label it as something. And, you know, everybody gets to come have fun with each other and bring it back to real hip hop.
I like it. I like it. One of the things that we've touched on when I've talked with you guys before is kind of that idea of, you know, there's a basis in hip hop, but there's all these different sounds from all different kinds of things, including, you know, like the boat, the boat commercial,
PSAs,
classic stuff. I know we've talked in the past about kind of where you find the different elements that you incorporate into your music, but something that occurred to me while you guys were spinning just now is I'm sure you all have very big record collections. How familiar are you with the individual records to be able to pick out the elements and the sounds or the beats that you want when you're spinning? Or is some of that left to serendipity in the moment?
A little bit of both, but a lot of it. If you find a good record, you'll remember it. And you'll remember the cover and the strange sound or an interesting noise. So it kind of tends to stick out, and usually you're categorized all your good records. And everybody.
When it was just records and records were expensive, like, you knew your records because that's all you had to play. So, like, when I first started, I had maybe 5 records that I played over and over and over that my roommates hated. So, yeah, I knew every single sound of there. But a lot of times, you're going to the beat, actually. So when you grab the record, it's because it's that time in the beat to grab it, and you don't know what sound it is sometimes, and sometimes it's just a surprise. And then it goes from there. That's what's the part, good part about jamming sometimes you don't know what it's going to sound like, but as long as it's on beat, you know.
And it's the surprise, because you may have a bunch of random records in your bag, like, what's on this? Let's play it. And you never know what might come out. It's nice to entertain yourself, too, when you're surprised.
I was going to say it sounds almost like a really fun challenge, just like what can you make of what you're bringing with you on any given night.
How weird a record can you find?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Have you found that when you're incorporating, you know, kind of the weirder, more offbeat stuff, do you have to kind of pull back from, like, wanting to, like, throw that stuff in all the time? Or, you know, is there a balance to be struck with, like, you know, cool things like boating PSAs and stuff like that, and then, you know, keeping those core beats there?
Yeah, you never want to overdo it, but, like, yeah. A nice sprinkle over here and there is pretty interesting. And plus it keeps it mysterious, like, what was that? You know? That's not on the radio.
Depends on where you're playing. Like, if you're at Ned's and you're trying to keep people dancing and stuff, but you drop less of that stuff and try to keep the tempo and familiar music. But
that's where it's appropriate.
Stuff like, you know, the Cyclops Festival or like this,
Dynamite
where
Soul.
We're, you know, we're trying to show the turntablism aspect of it, then, you know, we'll, yeah, try to get as intricate as possible.
I like it. Now, just now, you guys were using all beats that are produced within your group by Force, right?
Yes.
Now, how does that work as far as developing the beats? Have you been working on those, like, over a long period of time? Are you constantly getting new ones? How does that process work?
He usually just sits in the studio and just will come give us some CDs, like, check out all these beats, and, like, have a whole bunch of great stuff, and we incorporate it in, and a couple weeks later, like, here's a whole bunch of more beats, and check this one. You know, so he just kind of keeps us surprised, and which it keeps it nice. And
just like how we sit in our room and scratch, he sits on his computer and makes beats. So, yeah, just when he gets a CD full, it comes to us. So
it works out nicely. Yeah.
Nice, nice. So you're always getting, you know, fresh material then.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What does this Dynamite Soul look like for you guys? Are you going to be doing anything special or exciting, or
Yeah, we've been training pretty hard. You know, we've hired some personal trainers. We're just gonna show up and hang out and play records and have fun with our friends, catch up with the guys we haven't seen for a long time. And
yeah, I mean, like Brian said, we set up more turntables this year time every year than we do at any time. So yeah, it's always a party. We always have fun. It's always a good time for the DJs. It's kind of like a party for the DJs. So yeah, it's we always look forward to this.
It's gotta be nice too to have something that's a more, at least at the beginning, a more family friendly event. You know, as opposed to, you know, some of the club gigs where you're getting the adult crowds. And we've kind of talked about this before, but it's gotta be really cool to be able to show off what you do to younger people and to kids of all ages and kind of inspire them to get into turntablism.
Right, because a lot of people don't even see turntables these days. So it's fun.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing last year when it was outside, just all the kids dancing, and I was more like playing for them, you know, playing a lot of Michael Jackson, you know, Cyndi Lauper's, just stuff kids would love and dance to and have fun. That's the best part about it.
Nice. What does the rest of the summer look like for you guys? I mean, I know you've got your regular gigs, and obviously Dynamite Soul is right around the corner on May 17th, but do you have anything else big on the horizon that you're looking forward to?
Definitely Cyclops is always a highlight of the career, and I'm sure random shows show up throughout the summer, and like friends and house parties and other like places around town.
Yeah, we usually find out about gigs a week or two in advance, so we never have like a planned out schedule, which is cool. But the main thing this summer, we just started a weekly hip-hop night down at the Hole in the Wall, which is right next door to Ned's, where this night we can actually, instead of, you know, keeping it, you know, club for everybody, this is going to be more to our roots, underground, old-school hip-hop. We're going to be scratching a lot more and stuff like that. So it's going to be more of like a head nod type vibe. It's a smaller place. So we're real excited about that. We haven't been able to do something that, you know, where our roots are for a few years now. So it's going to be real exciting to be able to come back and play for that crowd again and play for ourselves again. So
do you find that as you're getting into, you know, sort of your musical roots, that you're hearing things in a different way, or when you're revisiting some of this stuff that you used to work with and used to listen to, are you finding something new about it as you're coming back to it?
I mean, you never hear the same thing twice. So every time you're listening, like, oh, that sounds good, or this, you'd hear, or their song like that match with this song, or this sample would fit nicely over it.
It was always fun with new music always coming out, and that's the good thing about DJing. It's like you're never stuck to one genre, really, unless you do it to yourself. But you know, just all the new stuff that comes out, and the new styles of music to come out, just the different styles of hip hop and EDM that have come out over the last 5 to 10 years, and just being able to mix that with the same old classic songs, and it's just, you know, all new. You know, so you know, you've always heard like classic remixes of Prince songs through the years. So it's like, say, like Raspberry Beret by Prince, you know, people remix that over the years, last 20, 25 years. And so you just see the different styles of Raspberry Beret. So it's cool that way.
When you guys are checking out new music, is that something that will sometimes just click to you automatically? Like, oh, this would sound really good, you know, over this or with matched with that? Or does it take a couple of listens to kind of find that right groove?
Kind of just, when you hear a good song, you know it's a good song.
Yeah, it's almost kind of, you can't focus on anything else. It kind of drives you crazy. It's kind of nuts about it because, yeah, that happens every day. I mean, like water dripping in the sink and stuff like that. You're like, you know, like, oh. So, yeah, it happens all the time.
Always thinking in terms of the music.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Sure. Yeah. It works. And you can check these guys out. They are Scratchmatic, and hear what kind of elements they're going to incorporate at Dynamite Soul 3. It is May 17th. It's at Peach's Grill here in Yellow Springs. 8 to 10 p.m. is sort of the family-friendly part of the evening, and then 18 and over from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. They're going to be joined by DJ Abyss and Nordique from Turntable Philanthropy out of Columbus. There's going to be a live screen printing from Brian and the Telephone Weekly crew. I hear it's going to be a pretty amazing design. And all kinds of fun. Check it out. And Brian, is there anything else that we should know ahead of Dynamite Soul or looking ahead to Cyclops Fest in the fall?
Well, Cyclops Fest is always fun, of course. You know, this is loosely associated and kind of just a big thank you for that. And definitely check that out September 13th. But really, just come out and have a good time. Hang out. You know, we got all sorts of like secret special surprises coming up and like, you know, there's going to be just a ton of cool stuff, fun stuff going on, and we just want to have that exact atmosphere. So
it's going to be quite the party. It is May 17th. It's Dynamite Soul 3 at Peaches Grill here in Yellow Springs. And we'll put all of the info up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And I think we're about ready to hear a little more from the guys from Scratchmatic. If they are ready, this is member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. And I'm going to hand things back over to Scratchmatic.
Oh, I get nasty.
Yeah!
Yeah. turn it up. Think you turn it up. Think you turn it up. Think you turn it up. Turn it up. Think you turn it up.
Scratchmatic in the house here on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out. They're going to be playing Dynamite Soul 3. That is May 17th at Peach's Grill here in Yellow Springs. Thank you guys so much. You were awesome. We've got all the info up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Stick around. More to come. We've got Andy and Elliot from Me Time here. We're going to be hearing some of their new album and talking about the release party for that. That's coming up here in just a little bit on WYSO.